This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A powerful bomb exploded near a mosque at a rally celebrating the birthday of Islam's Prophet Muhammad in southwestern Pakistan, killing over 50 people and injuring dozens. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
The bombing occurred in Mastung, a district in Baluchistan province, where hundreds of people had gathered for a procession to celebrate the anniversary. As the injured were wheeled into the town's hospital, Ali Hassan, an eyewitness, recounted his experience of the deadly explosion. I was passing near to the rally when the blast happened. I don't know the reason, as I became unconscious after the explosion, he said. Muslims hold rallies and distribute free meals to people on the occasion, which is known as Maulid an-Nabi. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. politicians on Friday are mourning the death of Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California at age 90, including Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Dianne didn't just push down doors that were closed for women. She held them open for generations of women after her to follow her.
Feinstein served as California's senior senator since 1992 and was among several trailblazing women elected to Congress that year. Feinstein died Thursday at her Washington home. The leaders of nine Southern European Union countries are meeting in Malta on Friday to discuss common challenges such as migration. The nations represented Friday include host Malta, France, Greece, Italy, Croatia, Cyprus, Portugal, Slovenia, and Spain. With the exceptions of Slovenia and Croatia, the countries all rim the Mediterranean Sea. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden stepped up his attack on potential presidential rival Donald Trump, saying his predecessor's Make America Great Again, or MAGA movement, is endangering American democracy. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reports.
In his Thursday speech, Biden drew attention to Trump's suggestions in recent weeks that the head of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff should be killed and the Department of Justice defunded.
Democracy means rule of the people, not rule of monarchs, not rule of the money, not rule of the mighty. Regardless of party, that means respecting free and fair elections, accepting the outcome, win or lose.
When asked about the president's speech, Trump's campaign responded, quote, "The radical left Democrats, now led by crooked Joe Biden, are the greatest threat to democracy the United States of America has ever faced."
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. Kosovo police raided several locations in a tense Serb-dominated area in the north of the country where weekend clashes left four people dead and further strained relations with Serbia. Police said Friday they were conducting searches on five locations in three municipalities in northern Kosovo. A statement said the operation was in connection with Sunday's shootout between Serb insurgents and Kosovo police. The confrontation was one of the worst since Kosovo declared independence from Serbia in 2008. The Afghan women's volleyball team is preparing for its first Asian Games in China, but most players arrived from Iran, not from their native Afghanistan, where the Taliban has banned women from playing any sports. Wahid Faizi has the story, narrated by Elizabeth Cherniff.
Kushal Malakzai is the Secretary General of the Afghanistan Volleyball Federation.
Currently, girls can't play sports in Afghanistan. These are players of the national team who are in Iran.
The Afghanistan National Olympic Committee says that in addition to the 12 volleyball players, three more Afghan women athletes will be competing in cycling and athletics in the Asian Games. Separately, the Taliban has sent 130 male athletes to compete at the event. For Wahid Faizi, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News.
Armenian officials say more than 70% of Nagorno-Karabakh's original population have fled the region for Armenia. It comes as the separatist government of Nagorno-Karabakh says it will dissolve itself and the unrecognized republic will cease to exist by the end of the year. By Friday morning, nearly 85,000 people had left, Armenian officials said. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.